Blog Talk Radio. wanna just lift your hands and make this vow right now. Say, oh, oh, gonna love you forever. Woo. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
With hatred rose against us, they surrounded us with men on every side. Devastating waters overwhelmed us, violent streams flooded our souls. Blessed be the Lord who came to free us. Our souls escaped from cages like a bird. The name of the Lord, the curse was broken. By the name who made heaven and earth. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, He is on our side. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, He is on.
Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for tonight, Lord God. I thank you for everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, Lord God. Let them hear you, Lord God, and not me, God. Set me down, Lord God, and you stand up mightily in me, God. Feed your people tonight, Lord God, that they may be filled with your word and know what to do from here. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, thank you for joining me on tonight. I do appreciate it. Tonight, the word of the Lord will be coming from John chapter 11, verses 1 through 29, and I will be reading from the Amplified Bible on tonight. Now, a certain man named Lazarus was ill. He was from Bethany, the village where Mary and her sister Martha lived. This Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was now sick. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love so well is sick. When Jesus received the message, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but on the contrary, it is to honor God and to promote his glory, that the Son of God may be glorified through by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. They were his dear friends, and he held them in loving esteem. Therefore, even when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he still stayed 2 days longer in the same place where he was. Then after the interval, he said to his disciples, let us go back again to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews only recently were intending and trying to stone you. And are you thinking of going back there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? Anyone who walks about in the daytime does not stumble, because he sees by the light of this world. But if anyone walks about in the night, he does stumble, because there is no light in him. The light is lacking to him. He said these things and then added, our friend Lazarus is at rest and sleeping, but I'm going there that I may awaken him out of his sleep. The disciples answered, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will recover. However, Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he preferred to fall into a refreshing and natural sleep. So then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad that I was not there. It will help you to believe, to trust, and rely on me. However, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us go too, that we may die, be killed along with him. So when Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And a considerable number of the Jews had gone out to see Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, while Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha then said to Jesus, Master, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, he will grant it to you. Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again. Martha replied, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am myself the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in or hears to and trusts in and relies on me, although he may die, yet he shall live. And whoever continues to live and believes in, has faith in, clings to and relies on me, shall never actually die at all. Do you believe this? She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have believed. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of God, even he who was to come into the world. It is for your coming that the world has waited." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary privately, whispering to her, "The teacher is close at hand and is asking for you." When she heard this, she sprung up quickly and went to him. Mary in tonight's text is the same Mary in previous scripture that had brought an alabaster box, the most expensive thing she owned, to Jesus as an act of worship. But now we see Mary sitting in the house. When it was time to go meet with Jesus, the text says she remained sitting in the house. She remained sitting in the house, unable to meet with the Jesus she knew, unable to meet with her friend. Before, we saw Mary in scripture as a worshiper, but life happens. How many know life happens? And seasons change. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 3 from the Contemporary English Version, "Everything on earth has its own time and its own season." Skipping down to Ecclesiastes 1 and 6 from the Contemporary English Version, "There's a time to lose and a time to find." Have you ever been in a season where you have lost your zeal, lost your focus, lost your interest in things that were previously important to you? Have you ever been in a season where you have lost your zeal, lost your focus, lost your interest in things that were previously important to you? Mary was at a crossroads in her life, and she needed time to find her way back. She needed time to find her way back. Have you ever needed time to find your way back? Have you ever needed time to catch your breath, to regroup? Things happen so fast that it knocks you off point. Life happens. Life issues are real. Things happen so fast that it knocks you off point. Life happens. Life issues are real. I think it's safe to say that we've all been there, and if not, keep living. Sooner or later, you will experience something that takes you some time to recover. Sooner or later, you will experience something that will take you some time to recover. This is where we find Mary, still the worshiper, but unable to worship. She was still the worshiper, but she was unable to worship. Mary remained sitting. She remained. She stayed still. In John 11, verse 20, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him while Mary remained sitting in the house. The title of tonight's message is, "You have the right to remain seated." You have the right to remain seated. I'll let that sink in for a minute. You have the right to remain seated. Now, don't you dare criticize a sister or brother who's no longer doing what they used to do. Instead, your job is to pray for them. Your job is to pray for them. Like Jesus prayed for Peter that his faith would not fail in Luke 22, verse 31 and 32. Your job is to pray for them. You have no idea what that person is living through. You have no idea what that person is living through. For Mary and Martha, it was the death of their brother, Lazarus. We all respond to death differently, especially to the death of a close relative. It just so happens that Mary's response was to remain sitting in the house. Her response to her brother's death was simply to remain sitting in the house. Mary was all up in her feelings, and she remained sitting in the house. I'm sure everybody on the line, everybody that's on the phone or online, know how it feels to be all up in your feelings. Mary was all up in her feelings, and she remained sitting in the house. She could no longer worship. She didn't feel like praying, going to meet with Jesus. But what I love about tonight's text is Martha. Martha stepped up and interceded for both her and her sister. Mary stepped up and interceded for both her and her sister. I think I just said Mary. Martha, I meant. Martha stepped up and interceded for both her and her sister. Martha went to Jesus on behalf of Lazarus, Mary, and herself, which is exactly what God wants us to do. God has called us to intercede for our sisters and brothers in their time of weakness. God has called us to intercede for our sisters and brothers in their time of weakness. Pray for them, not talk about them. Pray for them, not talk about them. Romans 15, verses 1 through 3 from the Message Bible. Those of us who are strong and able in faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just do what is most convenient for us, and not do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Strength is for service, not status. And if you're new to Prolific Fire, when I feel something that something needs to be addressed or it needs to get into your spirit, I would say it more than once because I really just want you to get the word of the Lord. Strength is for service, not status. Each of us needs to look after the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles. Jesus didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waded right in and helped out. I took on the trouble of the troubled is the way the scripture puts it. I took on the trouble of the troubled, which is the way the scripture puts it. Each of us needs to look after the people around us. Each of us needs to look after the people around us, taking on the trouble of the troubled. That's the power of intercession. Taking care of others, taking their troubles, presenting them and their troubles to God in prayer. Taking care of others, taking their troubles, presenting them and their troubles to God in prayer. Right now, somebody needs your faith. Their own faith has faltered under the weight of everything they're going through. In the text, Jesus was viewed as a friend of the family, and when Lazarus became sick, the first person the sisters contacted for help was Jesus, their friend. Can you imagine having a friend? You know this person. You know they could change the situation, but instead that friend does nothing. The friend doesn't even bother to show up until it's too late. Can you imagine your hurt, your anger, the tricks your mind would play as you sit in the house not knowing what to think? The questions you would have. Why, Jesus? Why did you let this happen, Jesus? Why? This was Mary's heart-wrenching dilemma as she remained sitting in the house. But Martha, she showed real intercession power. There's power in intercession, y'all. She showed real intercession power. She didn't pressure her sister into going to Jesus. Instead, she went to Jesus for her. Now, what I'm about to say, a lot of people may not agree with it, but this is what God gave me. So I'm going with it because God knows best. Here on Prolific Fire, God knows best. This ministry is led by God. And God says, when a person tells you, I don't feel like praying, going to church, etc., don't become self-righteous. Don't become self-righteous, judging what you know not of. Instead, pray. Go to Jesus. Go to God for them, like Martha did for Mary. Go to Jesus for them. Go to God for them. The Bible declares that the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. James 5:15. Now, the scripture does not specify what type of sickness, so it's safe to say that the prayer offered in faith can heal all types of sickness, be it physical, emotional, or financial. In tonight's text, Mary, after the death of her brother Lazarus, was emotionally sick. She was emotionally sick, suffering from the five emotions known to make a person sick. There are five emotions that are known to make a person sick. The five emotions that are known to make a person sick are: number one, resentment; number two, worry; number three, guilt; number four, grief; and number five, irritability. Resentment, ill feelings towards something or someone. Worry, the overthinking or rethinking of things relentlessly. Guilt, self-blame. Grief, inner pain, and irritability, and unstable relentlessness. If you yourself has ever suffered from any of these five emotions, then you know firsthand they can drain you of energy and the desire to do anything. They can drain you of energy and the desire to do anything. So don't be so judgmental of your sister or brother when something suddenly changes about their personality. Instead, pray. I can't stress that enough on tonight. Instead, pray. Don't talk about them. Instead, pray. Pray in faith that they will be healed. The situation, whatever it might be, will be healed, and they will be restored back to their normal self. Pray. Martha did. She had a real honest talk with Jesus. Martha had a real honest talk with Jesus. Beloved, you don't have to use fancy words or try to quote a bunch of scriptures. Quoting scriptures are good, don't get me wrong, but you don't have to quote a bunch of scriptures, especially if you don't know a bunch of scriptures. You don't have to quote what you don't know. Just be honest with God. God is not afraid of your feelings. God is not afraid of your feelings. Martha was honest with Jesus. By the time she returned home, Jesus knew exactly how she felt about the situation. The scripture says in John 11:21-22, Martha then said to Jesus, the Master, "If you had been there, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, he will grant it to you." That's what she said to Jesus. She was just honest. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But yet I know that whatever you asked of God, he would grant it to you. And Mary, having had time to just sit in the house, was now ready to go to Jesus for herself. See, sometimes if we just back off and let people go through whatever they're going through and just pray for them, things work out. And Mary, having time to just sit in the house, was not ready to go to Jesus for herself. John 11:28-29. After she, Martha, had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary, privately whispering to her, "The teacher is close at hand and is asking for you." And the teacher is asking for you. Can you imagine Jesus asking for you? He wants to see you. He's asking for you specifically. And he is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she sprung up quickly and went to him. You see, if you would just focus on praying, if you would just focus on praying, on interceding for that person, instead of judging or criticizing them, they will eventually come around and be restored. That's what happened. That's what happened to Mary in tonight's text. Martha went forth and prayed for her sister. She didn't try to make her come with her to see Jesus. She went to Jesus for her. She prayed for her, and things turned around. Sometimes All that's needed is love, not criticism. Sometimes all that's needed is love, not criticism. What's needed is love, time, space, faith, and prayer. Again, that's love, not criticism, time, space, faith, and prayer, and not necessarily in that order. That's the end of tonight's message. I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord. The songs played on tonight were Love You Forever by Tasha Cobbs, If It Had Not Been by Angela Moss Poole. Before I ask if there's anyone on the phone desiring prayer, the Lord spoke to me yesterday and he told me that every time I do a show from now on, make sure I do a call for salvation. So right now, this is a call for salvation. If you can hear my voice and you are not saved and right standing with God, this is for you. This portion of the message of the word of the Lord is for you. In Mark 5, verse 24, the Bible simply says, Jesus went with him. Jesus went with him, referring to Jairus. If you look at the text, Jesus went with Jairus because he displayed faith. He went with Jairus because Jairus displayed faith. He came to Jesus and he asked. And that's what we are about to do. Compliance with Romans 10:9-10, New Living Translation. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe, have faith in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing, having faith in your heart, that you are made right with God. And it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. It's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Let's go to Jesus and ask. Repeat after me. If you're not saved or in right standing with God, repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you in faith, believing that Jesus is Lord, and I am a sinner in need of him. Come into my life from this night on and help me to change for the better. Thank you, Lord. I receive you. Amen. Congratulations. From this night on, Jesus go with you just as he went with Jairus. Jesus go with you just as he went with Jairus. Now, if there's anyone on the phone desiring prayer, specific prayer about something, press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you at this time. Just press 1. Okay, I see that there are no prayer requests at this time, but in a minute I will tell you how you can contact me later on if something comes up and you need prayer or private consultation. Pray this message into existence. Prayer. Father God, teach us to discern the pain of others and to not be so judgmental, but to pray in faith for those stuck, caught up in their feelings. Pray. Teach us to use our faith to serve others. In Jesus' name, amen. Next Monday, May the 25th, same time, same place, join me when the message will be Healing Your Emotional Baggage. Healing Your Emotional Baggage. And if you're wondering how come all my titles sound like they're dealing with pain or hurt, that's because the motto of this ministry is seeking to help you where you hurt. Seeking to help you where you hurt. And God told me that the reason the motto has the number 2 instead of the letters T-O in seeking to help you where you hurt is because the number 2 is a whole number. And Jesus seeks and Jesus wants, God wants his people to be whole. So that's what this ministry is about. Seeking to help you where you hurt. God wants you whole. Again, the message is healing your emotional baggage. Your faith can heal years of emotional baggage. You don't have to keep carrying that load. Now, if you need prayer or consultation, throughout the week you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email, because some people prefer to email. You can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at prolificfire, and be sure to like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, visit the ministry's website. This ministry has a website. Just go to prolificfire.com. Prolificfire.com. You can donate via PayPal on the website if you feel led by God to do so. You can sow into the fertile ground of this ministry, but only if you feel led to do so. That's important. Only if you feel led to. Psalms 34 and 9 from the Contemporary English Version says, "Honor the Lord. You are his special people. No one who honors the Lord will ever be in need. Thank you, everybody, for blessing this ministry with your presence on tonight. God bless you. Good night.